This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. There was more evidence this week of the effects of high oil prices on the transportation industry. Automakers reported further drops in sales of trucks and SUVs, sport utility vehicles, in the United States. Big fuel-hungry vehicles brought in big profits until Americans faced big costs for fuel. Now they want smaller and more fuel-efficient cars. The head of General Motors, Rick Wagoner, says the prices are changing consumer behavior, maybe permanently. GM sales in the United States in May dropped 30% from last year. The Ford Motor Company had a 19% drop. Toyota sales in the United States were down 8%. But another Japanese maker, Honda, reported an 11% increase on strong sales of cars. General Motors announced it will close 4 truck factories in North America and expand car production. It may also sell its Hummer division. Hummers are military-like vehicles. But Rick Wagoner said GM will go forward with plans to make the Chevy Volt, a car powered mainly by electricity. He says it will be available no later than the end of 2010. Still, new findings show that Americans are driving less. The Federal Highway Administration says the number of kilometers traveled on public roads has dropped since late 2006. Many people may be driving less because of high gasoline prices. But transportation officials worry that less demand for gasoline will mean shortages of money from fuel taxes that support roads. Use of public transportation, though, is up. The American Public Transportation Association says it increased 3% in the first 3 months of this year over last year. High fuel prices are also affecting air travel. The International Air Transport Association expects the industry to lose at least $2 billion this year, mainly because of prices for jet fuel. This week, more air carriers in the United States announced plans to cut flights and jobs and remove older, less efficient planes from service. Continental Airlines said record-high fuel prices have produced the worst crisis for the industry since the terrorist attacks of 2001. Continental announced Thursday that it will reduce flights in the United States by 16% during the last 3 months of the year. The airline will cut 3,000 jobs, about 7% of its positions worldwide. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.